Well, to Utah now, which just saw its first New Year's Eve with a new strictest-in-the-country drunk driving law. Last weekend, Utah's DUI blood alcohol limit was lowered from 0.08 to 0.05. Other states are considering the move, and the National Transportation Safety Board wants it nationwide, saying studies show people are noticeably impaired after just one glass of wine. That's around 0.04, which is the limit for commercial truck drivers. Supporters of Utah's new law say it will save lives, but our next guest says the data doesn't back that. Robert Gerke is a columnist with the Salt Lake Tribune. Robert, yours is a hugely Mormon state, but many Mormons say this isn't about morality, it's about safety. You say what?
Well, I mean, Utah already has one of the lowest DUI rates in the country, largely, as you mentioned, because of our predominant Mormon population. There's not a lot of drinkers here. If you dig into the data, though, there's in this 0.05 to 0.08 range, there's really only about two accidents a year, fatal accidents a year. And so we're targeting a very small problem, frankly, mm-hmm. with a very big punishment, which is, you know, these DUIs carry very severe penalties. You lose your license for 18 months, you pay large fines, your insurance premiums go way up. And we're doing this in pursuit of trying to save potentially one life a year. These accidents also frequently involve other issues. Two-thirds of the accidents involve either drugs or alcohol, excessive speed, or youth drivers who aren't supposed to be drinking at all anyway. And so it's a very small segment of the fatal accidents on our roads that they're targeting.
Well, you write about one, the only fatal accident in 2017 where a Utah driver's blood alcohol level was between 0.05 and 0.079. And it sounds horrific, you know, somebody who was driving and hit someone on a scooter and killed them. If in fact, though, you could have saved that one life, if that one person driving hadn't had one drink, isn't that worth it?
Well, I mean, I think we should also note that the driver on the scooter tested positive for methamphetamine. And so, as I mentioned, you know, most of these accidents do involve drugs of another kind, or they do involve drivers who are driving in excess of 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. There was an incident in 2014 where a driver was traveling 75 miles an hour in a 40 mile an hour zone, went off the road, flipped the car, drove into a house, and killed two passengers. And it's a tragic accident, but I don't think that we can say that the driver being 0.06 was the cause of that accident, because clearly there were other factors involved.
Well, first of all, we appreciate you speaking to us about this from home, where your dog is weighing in on this as well. But you point out that it could be nearly 1,000 Utahns arrested for DUIs next year because of this new law, and that's according to forecasts from the legislature's budget office. 1,000 people losing their licenses, possibly jobs, paying huge fines. But the police are saying that they're not going to be relying on the breathalyzer. They're going to be still looking for impairment. So, right. You know, there are people with a glass of wine, a 0.05 level, who will be driving impaired, at least according to a visual from the police. Shouldn't they be off the road?
Well, and it's interesting you mention that, because we did try to test this to see how many drinks it takes for an individual to get over 0.05. It's very, very difficult, not just for the person drinking the drinks to know when they're at 0.05, but it's very difficult for the law enforcement to be able to discern whether somebody's at 0.05 or not. Yes, impairment will be the standard. You have to be weaving or violating some other law in order for them to pull you over. But once you're stopped, you know, then it's a very subjective measurement of whether or not you are safe to be on the road and whether or not they do give you the breathalyzer. You know, and I also, frankly, get a little uneasy when when law enforcement says, trust us, we're only going to enforce this in these narrow circumstances. I mean, I'm a white male, and so I don't have necessarily a fear of the police, or, you know, I haven't, but there is a potential there for this to be used as an excuse to stop people or to, you know, then proceed to the next step of giving them a breathalyzer and arresting them. And so it's a very subjective measurement is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and there are people who disagree. We want to mention a representative there, Norm Thurston from Provo. He believes that, you know, the current law sends the wrong message, which is it's okay to drink and drive as long as you're not buzzed. I mean, there are people who think, you know, if you wait till you're buzzed, which is raising the level, I mean, that's crazy. Impairment begins with the first drink. If you're drinking, don't drive. You say, well, then maybe you should have passed a law that was 0.00.
Right. My point there was, if they're going to make a statement that we don't want people to drink and drive, then make the law don't drink and drive. You know, saying some risk is okay, some risk is not, and then not attaching that to the actual data that we've seen on the roads it makes it an arbitrary figure that we're going to assign to this, and it comes with, again, very onerous penalties.
That's Robert Gerke, a columnist with the Salt Lake Tribune, on Utah's new blood alcohol limit of 0.05%, the strictest in the country. Robert, thank you.
Great. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Oh, you too.